Cape Talk.
The Wine Review.
11 minutes now to 6 o'clock. I like stories when they are related to wine, and I drank a wine with a really interesting story recently. It's a Sauvignon Blanc called Solara, and it, for me, what makes it interesting is that the grapes are grown by a 91-year-old woman. She is farming in the McGregor area on a farm. Can't remember the name of the farm anymore, sorry. But she has the splendid name of Patricia Wertmüller von Elg. She bought the farm 15-odd years ago. It was in terrible condition, and she has made it organic. And it's been wonderful impact on the flowers and the animals that are now coming in and caught in their camera traps and so on. And the wine is delicious, absolutely delicious, not terribly expensive, mid-70s, I think. And it is organic, certified organic, and she has been certified organic since 2005, and enjoying this wine, sort of started wondering what is the situation with regard to organic wines in South Africa. The official statistics suggest there might be about 38, I think, wines which are labeled as being organic, but there is a thought that many of those haven't been through what is an expensive and time-consuming certification process. Roland Piens is director of Wine Cellar. Hello, Roland.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
All right, yourself?
Good, fine, thank you.
Are we a little slow in going organic?
John, I think we've been a bit slow in the wine industry with apartheid. We've really only entered the world of wine 25 years ago, so perhaps we are a little bit behind. If you look at the leading wine countries of the world, France, Australia, there are a lot more organic wines, and I think it is to come. I think there's a lot more pressure from the consumer side to have more organic wine. So I think there are a lot of wineries that are doing fantastic things in organic viticulture, and there certainly are some excellent wines, and there are more to come.
Does organic automatically translate into higher quality? If you took a ton of grapes from an area with a particular climate, particular soil, and farm that organically, and if it's possible to do the same with an exactly the same size block with exactly the same climate, exactly the same soil, not organically, and vinified the grapes exactly the same, would there be a noticeable difference in quality between the organic versus the non-organic?
We would like to think so, but it really all stems down to soil health, and I think this is becoming more and more prominent in winemakers' thinking, that if the soil is dead, then the grapes on which it's grown are can't be the very best that they can, and any chemicals that you lay down into the vineyard end up going into the soil and therefore end up going into the grapes and into the bottle. So the less amount of chemicals that go into the soil should translate into a better balanced vineyard and a better balanced and better wine moving forward. Once a vineyard has converted into organics, and it does take some time, John, it can take five, eight years to get a vineyard back to a more organic way of life. Once it's in that zone, then it's much better tempered against the drought. It can produce better balanced canopies and produce better wine. So it's a very long process, and I think one has to be quite long-term in your farming or in your winemaking view to go organic, because it's very easy just to get a spray of Roundup or another chemical to spray every time there's a little bit of moisture in the vineyard.
An Elgin wine producer once told me the problem with being green is that it puts you into the red, that it can be quite expensive. Is that still the case?
I don't know if it's much expensive, but it's time-consuming. And if you take the Reinecker wines, for instance, I remember Johan Reinecker telling me that it took them 5 or 8 years to get the vineyard onto a keel where it was delivering the same sort of tonnage and yield that it was before they were organic. And that's just too difficult for most wineries to do that that process. But if you look at it from a health point of view, I've got a young family. We're trying to buy organic vegetables as much as we can because I don't want chemicals to go into my body and my son's body. And I think it's the same with wine, really. We want an unadulterated, pure fermented grapes. And one can't do that with a lifeless soil that's been hammered with chemicals.
But I don't know the exact farming practices of many of the biggest names in South African wine, the Canonkops and the Sardis and so on. But you don't, at the moment in South Africa, you don't have to be organic or put the word organic on your label in order to sell and to be acclaimed and to win awards. But it may well be that those people are farming 99% organically.
That's right. I think most of the top producers are farming sustainably, realizing that soil health is very important. So even if you're not 100% organic, one can start thinking that way. And I've asked a lot of French producers that are organic or biodynamic about when it's very wet, do they spray some chemicals or not? And 9 times out of 10, they say yes, they do. Very much like if your child gets really sick, do you give them antibiotics or not if their life is at risk? So it's very difficult to be dogmatic about the subject. But certainly, if you're thinking along the lines of organics, the vineyards will certainly be much better balanced, and that's where the quality comes through.
And in terms of the overseas markets, perhaps there is a greater consumer focus on organic and health and so on. But is that affecting our exports? Is there a sense that the consumers in our exports markets are asking our producers to be more and more organic?
I'm not sure about the export markets. I would think so. I asked one of the retailers this morning, one of the big retailers, if organic wines feature under 100 rand, and they laughed at me because they don't. I don't think the consumer is asking for them as much as they should. My mother only drinks organic wine, so I end up feeding her the Reineke wine. But there are other wonderful wines that are not expensive. Waterkloof have got a False Bay range, which is under 70 rand, which is delicious and is organic. So I think more and more of these ranges will come out. But you need forward-thinking producers who are able to put that energy and effort into it.
Roland Pins, thank you very much indeed, director of Wine Cellar, and they have an incredible selection of wines, local and international, from many countries, winecellar.co.za. A couple of you have asked me to remind you of the name of the organic Sauvignon Blanc that I mentioned. The wine is called Solara, S-O-L-A-R-A, and the grapes are grown on this organic farm near McGregor by a 91-year-old. I mean, it's just extraordinary that she is still farming as actively as she apparently is. Patricia Vatmuller.